2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 9th day of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 65 degrees.
So far, so good on I-15 in both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's unclear yet whether fall sports will be played this year at Utah Public Schools. Meanwhile, a youth basketball tournament has been shut down because of the coronavirus.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the decision ultimately will come from the Board of Trustees for the Utah High School Activities Association on whether or not fall sports will be played this year. That group is set to meet today, and they've got a lot of things to consider. An executive committee of members met electronically yesterday to lay out what some of the issues may be. Now, towards the top of the list is the fact that Salt Lake City, meaning all the schools residing in that area, remain in the orange recovery phase of the pandemic. That means gatherings are capped at 50 people, and masks are still required in public. Nonetheless, the Deseret News reports that the executive committee came out of their meeting yesterday still hoping that the Board of Trustees will sanction a fall season, even if that means that some mid-season adjustments may be necessary. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Salt Lake County Health Department is shutting down the Jam On It youth basketball tournament at the Mountain America Expo Center because of a confirmed case of COVID-19. KSL sports reporter Spencer Linton continues on live team coverage.
Statement was issued on the tournament website in pop-up form. Due to unforeseen circumstances and out of an abundance of caution, the Rocky Mountain Showcase is postponed until 2021. We apologize for the inconvenience and late notice. Jam On It had every intention of running an outstanding event. Funds can be used for a future event or refunded.
Spencer reports the health department is now conducting an investigation into who may have been exposed.
The Centers for Disease Control is revising back-to-school guidelines after President Trump this week tweeted sharp criticism. Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the CDC is there to help schools reopen, and he's not responding to political pressure.
The purpose of those guidance is to help local jurisdictions open their schools. It's not a question of opening schools versus public health. My position is that the public health of the students of this nation is best served by getting these schools reopened.
Redfield also says his agency is not revising guidelines, but simply providing more information.
Meanwhile, the Utah Education Association wants to make sure that teachers' voices are being heard as schools make plans to reopen. Here again is KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
UEA President Heidi Matthews says teachers are worried school district plans don't go far enough in protecting educators and other school employees. And she says rural schools and communities of color have seen inequities in health and safety protections. Making sure educators' voices are heard is one of four principles she says should guide administrators in making their plans. Others are listening to advice from experts, making sure students and teachers have access to protective equipment and training, and allocating resources fairly for all school communities. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
As Utah sees more and more COVID-19 cases this week, the state's epidemiologist says she is still confident those numbers can and will come down.
On with Dave and Dujanovic this week, Dr. Angela Dunn says she was pleased that the Beehive State was starting to see a plateau in positive cases. She says it's fairly clear by now that summer heat did not help and can only assume a potential second wave might happen, propelled by regular flu season this fall. She says it's important now more than ever to continue with face coverings and safe social distancing.
And I think we all should take that individual responsibility to help curb this epidemic.
As for why some believe protests did not cause a spike in cases here, she says it's not clear, but that COVID-19 spreads more from large indoor gatherings than outdoors. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
And it's not just infections. Deaths are up in the biggest states. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. California and Texas set high marks for COVID deaths yesterday. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says infection rates are out of control right now.
There's no way we can functionally reopen the economy or safely reopen our schools.
151 deaths reported in California yesterday. 98 Texans lost their lives to the virus. First-time unemployment claims expected to remain above 1 million for the 15th consecutive week. When last week's numbers are released in half an hour, President Trump has been focusing on the millions of jobs recovered at the same time.
That's based on a very strong foundation that we built.
About 20 million Americans remain jobless due to the pandemic shutdown. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing, presumed drowned in Southern California. Ventura County deputies say Rivera went missing from a rented boat with her three-year-old daughter.
We know that the girl had a life vest on. There's another adult life vest found on the boat.
The child found asleep in the boat yesterday afternoon. And the Supreme Court expected to be issuing a ruling today whether President Trump must turn over his tax returns. House Democrats and New York prosecutors are demanding the financials. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.